Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Saturday, May the 10th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. Much time, if any, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very important topic for you today. Message probably be a little short today, but I still want to drop a nugget in your lap. I know it's Saturn's Day, Saturday, and everybody's busy doing their thing. So today, we want to talk about the energy between relationships. What's interesting is we all are in relationships, whether we want to be or not. Single people especially are in relationships more than married people. They just don't know it. So today we need to talk about the unknown relationship energy that is maintained between people. Everybody is involved in some type of relating or relationship, whether they want to be or not. So today we want to talk about how to maintain the frequency or the energy in your relationships, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's brothers and sisters, whether it's on your job. There is an energy that is being maintained or should be maintained between two people in a relationship. So the first thing when we need to, or what we need to do, is to establish the terms. When I talk about relationships, I'm talking about energy bodies. I'm talking about the energy that is being exchanged non-verbally, non-physically between two people. Let me say that again. A relationship is the interaction, the energy, the eye contact, the energy between two people. Let me say that again. A relationship is energy that is being released or not released between two people. Let me say that again. A relationship, my brother. See, the biggest problem is, number one, there are really seven things we want to talk about today to help you maintain the energy in your relationship. To maintain positive or negative energy in a relationship, the first thing is awareness. You got to be aware of what I'm getting ready to share with you today. Second thing is you got to select the charge, either a positive or negative charge. The third thing is you have to be unselfish. The fourth thing is you have to maintain contact. The fifth thing is you have to harness or direct the release. The sixth thing is you have to live in the present or the now. The seventh thing is it must be based upon or in love or a toe-curling relationship or experience. Now, let's go through each one of these seven keys to maintaining the energy, the I-N-N-E-R-G, the little g inside of relationships. Everybody has this power, but most people don't know how to use it. So I need you to understand, people think, I remember having a conversation with my kids, and my kids told me, my youngest daughter said, "Dad, you are the last person to give relationship advice." I thought that was very interesting, because my children, like most people that I encounter, they assume that the outcome that I am in is not self-generated. Oh, man, it's really interesting. People's definition of success is different. Success for you and success for me is two different things. A relationship outcome for you and the relationship outcome for me is two different things. Concern I have is the lack of awareness or perception. Remember the series or the show I did a few days ago dealing with spiritual unawareness. We are all of spiritual babies. That's why the scripture says, "Suffer not the little children, babies, to come unto me." We are spiritual babies, brothers and sisters, and without awareness that you are unaware, you are in deep kimchi. And it's really unfortunate that we live in an environment or we live in an age or a world where people are unaware that they are unaware. So the number one key that I need to express, expose, and expand to you today to maintain or to get the outcome in a relationship that you want. What is the energy between start and finish like? What is the energy between the goal and the role like? What is the energy between positive and negative like? What is the energy between a good relationship and a bad relationship like? What is the energy between what you want and what you have like? If you want $100,000 and you got $10, what is the energy that must be maintained in order for you to get $100,000? Let me make sure you understand the importance of today's message. This message should be shared with everybody that you know. Everybody that's part of it, especially that's part of the life management system, should be on this call. But, you know, hey, we all busy. What is the energy? How do you maintain the energy in the lion's den? How do you maintain your energy in the midst of adversity? How do you maintain your energy in the midst of negativity? How do you maintain your energy when someone tells you no repeatedly and with emphasis, but you got to go through that no? How do you maintain your energy when you are told no, but you know that is your door? How do you do that? Number one, you have to be aware that you have an energy body that's more powerful than your physical one. Brothers and sisters, most people go through life and they have no clue about positive or negative energy, and not only in yourself but in other people. So the number one key is energy body awareness. Now, number one, the most important is awareness. Consciousness, the universe is based upon awareness. The devil operates because you are not aware that he exists or she exists. Negativity rules the world because positivity is asleep. All it takes for evil to persist is for good men and women to be unaware. It saddens my heart to see the amount of people that's going through life totally unaware. Like I was, an example I gave when I was a kid growing up, totally unaware that we were the richest people in town. I was convinced and I was told that we were the poorest people in town. Now, I brought what they were selling, the wolf tickets that was being sold. I brought them. I didn't know. I was unaware. So if you are unaware that you have energy, how the beep are you going to control it? So if you are unaware that you have energy, how are you going to control it? If you are unaware that you got, if you got a bank account, somebody left you $100,000 in your bank account, but you are unaware that you got this money in your bank account, you can't use the money. The money's there, but you can't see it. You're not aware of it. See, I was unaware. Everybody, most of us are unaware that we have energy, that we can direct. And because we're unaware, you might as well not have it. What good is knowing how to read but never reading? So this inability to be aware is the problem or the concern. So the number one thing that we have to do is awareness. So awareness is the key to everything. That's what consciousness is about, and that's what, you know, life consciousness, Christ consciousness, everything that I talk about is about consciousness, because consciousness simply means awareness. So if you are not aware that you are rich, it's just like being poor. If you are not aware that there are books available and you know how to read, it's the same as not knowing how to read. What good is knowing how to read if you do not have access to books to read? So having the ability to do something without having the tools or being placed in an environment to do is the same thing as not being able to do. You can know how to play a piano, but if you don't have a piano, you will never be able to play the piano. It does you no good unless you are aware, unless you have awareness, and you have access to the things that you are aware of. So number one key, again, to harnessing and maintaining, controlling and directing all of your inner chi, which is your inner G, and your energy, the little G inside of you, that is your God-ordained destiny, is number one. You got to be aware. Awareness is the most important thing, because you cannot maintain direct control, harness, anything if you're not aware that it exists. Once you have established awareness, now the next key is for you to maintain something that's called unselfishness. Now, unselfishness has to do with maintaining. Well, before we get into unselfishness, maintaining the charge in the emotion. meaning everybody has a charge. It is either positive or negative. Your emotions work the same way that electricity does. Electricity is what they called currency. The current can be positive or the current can be negative. So your energy is either positive or your energy is either negative. You control the current. You control the DC current, just like in electricity. So when you have energy, number one, man, know that you have it. Number two, choose whether you want to release positive or negative energy. Now, most people tell me, as I was under the impression as well, that other people control my energy because everybody is outside oriented instead of inside attached or inside revelation oriented, meaning that your inside revelation should override the outside demonstration, meaning you control whether you are going to release positive or negative energy or emotion, not other people. Other people can influence you, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. Now, that's very difficult because everybody has control over their emotions. Even though not controlling your emotions is controlling your emotion. If you choose to allow something outside of you to affect what's going on inside of you, again, it's a choice. Even though it may be a negative choice, it's still a choice. So if something happens outside of you, you have to do one thing. That is called react. You have to react. Everybody reacts either positively or negatively. It's a choice. So if you watch something on TV and you react to it, it creates an emotional charge inside of you. That emotional charge is a choice. If you do not react to it, if you are a melanated individual and somebody call you the N-word, you have a choice. You can react or not react, but you do have a choice. And a lot of people say that they don't have a choice, but in actuality, they do. We all have a choice. The choice is we can choose our emotional state. Now, I'm not saying it's easy to do or not do, but you can do it, and we all should be doing it. So, number one, we have a choice. Number two, the choice can be negative or positive. That choice is a release of energy. So, now, number three, the thing that helps you make the choice is by you making a choice that is unselfish. And so if you can do that, that just simply means one thing. The ability to make a choice that is not based upon just self-benefit. It should be a win-win situation for both parties, meaning that the release of energy that you make should benefit every person involved. It just should not benefit you. It should be unselfish. Now, unselfish does not mean there is no benefit to self. I didn't say that your choice should be no self. I just said the choice should be unself. The choice that you make on how you release your energy should be based up on unselfishness. It's just not about you. When I'm talking about you, I'm talking about your flesh. It should be all about your purpose. You should be very, very selfish, if you want to use that word, when it comes to purpoo nanny, not pee-pee. You should be selfish in one area. That selfish is purpose, because purpose is unselfish. You should be selfishly unselfish about your purpose. So if I pursue my purpose 100,000%, that is unselfish, because my purpose is to uplift the spirits of other people. How can that be selfish? Your purpose, your God-given purpose, is unselfish. So, number one, you have to be aware that when you are relating to other people, that relating, how you do that, is called telepathy or telepathic. Excuse me, it's telepathy. It means to transport T-E-L-A means transport. Pathy means path or empath or empathy. So we are transporting energy down a specific path or path. That's what telepathy means. So is this ability to understand how telepathy works is very important. Because all it is, you're simply saying, is that you are using your awareness that you have energy to direct this energy in a positive or negative manner to benefit both parties involved. That's it. That's the first three steps. Let's go to number four. So after we are aware that I'm in a relationship with you, and this relationship, we are exchanging energy. Even when we are 100 million miles away, we are exchanging energy. And now that I am aware that me and you are telepathically communicating, I got to make a choice. How do I want to communicate with you? Do I want to set my intention and send you love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control? Or do I want to send you envy, strife, jealousy, licentiousness? What's the charge? What's the intent? What is my intuition? What is my gut? I'm producing an electrical charge. So are you. Choose ye this day what charge you will serve. Charge, I choose to serve the charge of righteousness or positivity. So I'm going to send you a charge, and it's positive. And it is going to be unselfish. It's going to benefit you more than it benefits me. No matter what, I'm going to deliver. I'm doing a show right now on a Saturday when everybody else is out doing this. I'm working. Now, this is not work to me, but it is working because I'm producing. I choose to produce assets instead of liabilities. I choose to say positive things on this show because I want to release a positive charge. I want to release positive energy. I want you to sense and feel my authenticity. I want to be unselfish. That's number three. Number four, I want to maintain eye contact. Now, number four is huge. I want to maintain eye contact, and I want to maintain the letter I contact. Now, let me make sure you understand number four, because number four is very important. I want to, the first three steps is designed to develop eye contact with you. Regardless of where you are at in the world, I am, that means being. I means existing one. That means that you be. The word I am, blank, I am. That is the name of God. In the book of Exodus, when Moses asked who I am, that is sitting in me, is Asher, Ayah, Asher. I am that I am. So I want to maintain contact. I and am are the same words, basically. It simply means being or existing one. So I'm maintaining contact with the God inside of you. Eye contact. They say the eyes is the windows to the soul. So when I meet you physically, I want to look you in the eye. I want to maintain eye contact with you. Eye contact. Eye contact is God contact. I am making contact with the God inside of you. How to maintain the energy or the frequency in your relationship is the God in you should be communicating with the God in me. The Bible says that we should know no man, but no woman by the flesh. So I'm not interested in knowing your flesh. I'm interested in knowing your spirit man, your God man. I'm interested in knowing your God-given design. So that way, both me and you, we can shine. If I connect my design with your design, we both will shine. I'm not interested in knowing you by the flesh. That's why Dear Kinnear Reports is the most important thing on earth. If you have children, and if you and your children don't have Dear Kinnear Reports, you are doing yourself and your children a travesty. The report is not for them. The report is for you. How do you think you should know? How do you think I know my children? I know my children better than they know themselves because I've done their Dear Kinnear reports. So I know what my daughter's going to do and say before she does it and say it. My son is baffled when I know what he's doing and I haven't talked to him in 6 months. I know my son because I know his Dear Kinnear report. I know his date of birth. I know his blood type. I know his first, his middle, and his last name. I know what each letter in his name means. I know his life path number. I know his expression number. I know his soul letters number. I know his outer expression number. I know the 12 numbers around each circle of all my children and everybody that I interact with on a daily basis. Now, friends, folks I see in church, people on the street, neighbors, I'm not interested. My discernment, good enough for me. I know how to deal with that. But when it comes, my brothers, and when it comes, my sisters, to maintaining, if you are interested in maintaining a relationship with somebody who don't want to maintain a relationship with you, people tell me all the time, I've done things that I'm not really proud of, but I'm sharing with you today how to do them right. Now, before, I was doing them wrong. And in my first marriage, like I said, I committed adultery so many times I lost count. Moved 25 times in a 25-year relationship. Every time I left, I came back. Left, came back. Left, how much money I lost, all of that, leaving and come back. So how and why was I able to do that? So I studied and I asked the Father, you know, what was it? Now, remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. People hate people that are really bad, and really, you should connect with that person that is really bad. Because if they ever, ever become good, they're going to be a very good person. To the degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also has the potential to swing to the right. I was a very bad person. Now I'm a very good person. When I was a criminal, when I was robbing and stealing, I was damn good at what I did. That's why I didn't get caught. And then when I became a cop, I was damn good at catching people who was criminals because I used to be one. When I talk to people in prison, they are dumbfounded because I tell them the exact motion that they're going through while they're inside their cell. This happens every time I talk to clients that are in prison. And they immediately say, damn, Doc, how do you know what's going on inside of the prison cell, dude? And you're not here because they don't know I worked in the prison until I tell them. When I'm in relationships, when I'm at jobs, when I go to seminars, when I write books, when I do one-on-ones, when I do counseling, people ask me all the time. I did a counseling session yesterday, and I was telling sister exactly what was going on in her life, and she was dumbfounded at how the hell I knew, because I used to be in that exact situation. I contact my brothers, and I contact my sister. I'm not talking about the physical eye. That's the least of your concern. If you meet somebody, you shake their hand, yeah, look them in the eye. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the letter I, which is Asher, Ayah, Asher. I am that I am. That I stay in contact with the God inside of me. Don't know me by my flesh. You're doing me and yourself a disservice. Hopefully you like this flesh body that I'm in. But for some reason or another, if I'm too short for you, if I'm too dark for you, if my physical attributes are not up to your standards, hopefully you can look past my physical flaws and you can see my spiritual attributes. Eye contact. If you want to control relationships and maintain a relationship with anybody on any planet at any time, regardless of their energy. Do you know how many times everything I've done in my life, people told me no? Every relationship I've been in, I've never dated a girl who saw me and said, yeah, I think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Here's my numbers. Usually the first response is, no, boo-boo, I'm not interested. But I was. I don't allow no. No doesn't exist in my vocabulary. And it's done in a way that is spiritually accurate. How is that done? Number one, no you have something called energy. It's yours. The problem is you give it away to other people. Why are you giving away your energy? Because if you're not using it, remember, if you don't use it, you lose it. I'm using my energy. Well, Brother Will, how do you maintain your energy in your relationships? Not only with my wife, but with my children and with other people. How do I do that? Number one, I'm totally aware that if it is to be, it's up to me. I'm not leaving the status of my relationships to you or to somebody else. I'm putting energy into it. And the law of equivalent exchange state, whatever you put in, you get out. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Shake down, pressing together. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is going to be met back to you. So I understand universal spiritual law, and everybody else don't. I understand that by universal law, the Bible says love demands a response. It doesn't ask. It demands. If I love you, you must respond. You ain't got a choice. Now, you can respond negatively, and you can say, get out of my face. I'm not interested in talking to you. But love never fails. Love never fails. Love always accomplishes that for which it was sent. So I understand universal law. Oh, you can dislike, but I guarantee you, no one can outlove me. Period. Drop mic. Exit stage left. No one can outlove me. Let me make sure you understand. I love you and ain't nothing you can do about it. I don't care how much you hate me, how much you don't like me, how much you think I yell on the damn shows and how long I talk and what my books got error, whether I'm too short, too black, too this, too that. None of that is a concern for me. Focus on one thing, maintaining these seven steps. Number one, I got energy. I'm aware of it, brothers. I'm aware of it, sisters. Number two, I choose to use my energy positively. Now, what if I choose to use it negative? I did that for 40-plus years. It works just like clockwork. It works damn good. I destroyed a lot of lives. I can line them up and bring them on here. They'll all tell you, yeah, that was an egotistical maniac. That dude is crazy. It works both ways. Now I choose positive because I understand. I used to be young, dumb, and stupid. Not anymore. I'm aware. I choose positive. I make sure that every relationship I'm in, it's a win-win. I make sure that I meet energy. I make sure that I give you more in use value than I receive in monetary value. If you pay me $1,000, I'm going to make sure I give you $2,000 worth of material. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to put my energy into it. That's why I'm doing a show on a Saturday. When I should be out fishing or, you know, chilling, watching TV, eating Captain Crunch cereal and, you know, watching cartoons, I'm doing a show. And after I finish doing the show, guess what I'm going to do? Continue working on Dear Cadet Reports. Send out emails. Talk to clients. I work every day, 24/7, 365. Why? That's going to be number seven. Number seven is why I do all of this. Number four was eye contact. Number five, harness energy. Brothers and sisters, stop planting your seed. Let me say that again. You want to control a relationship? Is anybody listening? Do you want to control a relationship? Control, I know, it's the wrong word. Manage is the correct word I should be using. But I'm talking to both sides of the fence today. There are some negative people that listen to my show. They take what I say and they go out and they use it for dark magic and witchcraft and hoodoo and voodoo and everything else. Knock yourself out, boo-boo. But while you're playing with God, God is going to be impacting you. See, people listen to my show with evil intentions, and next thing you know, give them about 3 months, 6 months, all of a sudden they have an encounter with the real God. Next thing you know, they crying and boo-hooing and say, man, you know, what you're saying is right, brother. Oh, trust me, I know. I didn't read this in no book. Stop wasting your seed. What does that mean? You got energy? What are you doing with it? Do you know that when you put a seed in the ground, is anybody, any gardeners out there? When you plant a seed in the ground, what do you do? After you put it in the ground and you cover it up, most people I know walk away. That's what most people that I know do. When I watched my grandfather, we would plow those rows of corn, row of watermelon, row of okra, cabbage, turnip, mustard greens. My grandfather would drop the seeds in the dirt. He would cover it up with the dirt. And then he would walk away and drop the dirt. And he did that all day. He never went back after he planted the seed in the dirt. The soil do the work. Father, touch the minds of your people. After you plant the seed, brother, walk away. Don't come back and undig it up. Don't worry about it. Don't check on it every day. Don't do the stop. Oh, man, let me calm down a little bit. So many people, if you tell me you love me and I don't respond, plant the seed and walk away. Watch God works. The soil is the mind of God. Plant the seed in the mind, whether it's your mind or God's mind. Plant the seed, walk away. Plant the seed, walk away. Plant the seed, walk every day you get up. Your husband acting cray-cray, plant the seed. Honey, I love you, walk away. He ain't talking to you, plant the seed, walk away. Plant the seed, walk away. Your children acting cray-cray, plant the seed. You know I'm your daddy, right? I'm the only one you got. Plant the seed, walk away. Plant the seed, walk away. Plant the seed, walk away. Harness your energy. Stop putting your energy into shiznits that is not purpose-based. I'm only putting energy. I am not putting energy into negativity. I am only putting energy into positivity. My energy is my time and my attention. I am not going to give you no attention, and I'm not going to give you no time. I do not respond to negative comments on my Facebook page or my YouTube channel. I do not respond. I do not respond to negative emails. I ain't got time. I'm too busy building light to play in the dark. I do not respond. I am not casting my pearls among swine. If I go to the door and knock and you receive me, I shake the dust off my feet. Do not respond. Harness your energy. What does that mean? Keep your energy. There's many of us that are expending too much energy trying to take care of people who ain't interested in taking care of us. I don't know if you understand. It's the same thing kind of like with, you know, masturbation. When you masturbate and you have that sexual release, you are releasing energy. Where is it going? What is it doing? Can you please explain that to me? You get all, you watching porn, you get all hyped up. You're going in and you're having this release, and the seed is going where? You just wasted your seed. All of that sexual energy, what if you kept it? And what if you put it into your purpose? What if you stopped releasing that sexual tension or that sexual energy and you harness that sexual energy? You harness your mental energy. You harness your spiritual energy. You harness your financial energy. What if you stop buying, you know, Starbucks $6 every morning? That $6 times 5 is 30, multiply that 12, multiply that, what does that come out to, about $1,300, $1,400 a year. Wasted. Because, hey, how about you just make coffee at home? I'm not saying, you know, that you can't go to Starbucks or whatever and buy coffee and reward yourself. But I'm just saying that you make sure that you understand that you're getting an equal exchange. If you're giving Starbucks $6, how much is Starbucks giving you? Make sure the law of equivalent exchange is not being violated. Harness your energy, my brothers and sisters. Harness your energy is number 5. Number 6, live in the present. Live in the now. Man, do not put energy in the past. Do not put energy into the future. This is tough. All the other gurus say opposite. Nothing is this but the now. Now, I'm all for planning. But after I plan, I live in the present. I don't live in the future. I don't sit here and just think about the future. I sit here and I think about the present. I don't think about the past. Now, I visit the past, but then I bring my back to the present. I visit the past, but then I bring my dark behind back to the present. There's nothing wrong with visiting in the past, brothers and sisters. There's nothing wrong with visiting the future. But you cannot live in the goal. You make the goal, and then you attach to the role. That's the present. If my goal is to make $100,000, if my goal, which it is to make $1 million, I cannot just sit here and think about $1 million. I can think about $1 million. I can visualize $1 million. I can feel the feeling of what it would be like to have $1 million. But if I don't get up and move and do the things that millionaires do, I will never have $1 million. We have to do, we got to live in the now. And number seven, which is to me the most important, it got to be toe curling. It got to be done in love. This, the ability to maintain energy or in frequency in your relationships, is you must be in a relationship that you love. This is the smoking gun. This is what separates the men from the boys. Most people are in a relationship with people that they don't love. Now, love, to be willing to give up what you like to go after what you love. Heavenly Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect of every mind that is listening to this show. You have to be willing, just say you have to, but you have to be willing to give up what you like in exchange or to pursue what you love. Now, the energy that the mindset that you have, when you walk away from what you love to go, what you like, to go after what you love, and what you love don't love you. What is the mindset that you must maintain when what you love doesn't love you? The mindset that you must maintain when the person, the place, or the position that you love doesn't love you. You have to be number one. You got to be aware you have the ability to change the person, the place, and the position. How do you change other people? How do you change other people's mindsets? If you are aware that you got energy and you sending positive energy, number one, you have awareness. Number two, you have positive energy. This is not physical. This is mental. This is spiritual. Now, remember, this is universal spiritual law. If you put it in your mind, if you maintain it in your heart, that activates your gut and that moves your hands, your feet. So if you put something in your head, it must be amplified by your heart. And it must attach to the design that's in your gut. That is how you know that is yours. God never sends you something or attaches you to something that is not yours. I guarantee you, the thing you think you love, you don't love. If you love something and it doesn't love you back, and you've done these seven steps, then the thing that you love is not your design. That's why you can't shine. Now remember, I say I love something, someone. I love architecture. But I can't draw, and my math skills are whack. But I love architecture. But I'm designed for dancing. But I love architecture. That means that my understanding of myself is flawed. Without understanding self, that means you live a flawed life. I see this all the time. People are attached to people that they love, and the people, that person don't love them because the person is not designed for them. And you ain't designed for them. Now, you've convinced yourself that you are designed for them. They convince themselves that they designed for you. But I can look and I can tell that y'all are not designed for each other. Why? Those seven steps we just talked about are being violated. Brothers and sisters, how do you maintain the energy? See, I don't try to control people. Excuse me. I just try to maintain my spirit. Let me say that again. I don't try to control other people. I don't try to control other places. I don't try to control other things. I try to control myself or my spirit. I maintain me. It's a full-time job to control or maintain my mind, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and my intellect. And I do it, and I do it very well. Thank you very much. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand the importance of the statements that I'm making today, because these statements will change your life forever if you can understand energy maintenance. This is what I teach inside of the life management course. This is very, very important. Inside of the life management, there's a circle. It's the life optimization circle. And that circle is full of energy. Number one, you got to be aware of that circle. You got to be aware of that energy. Number one. Once you establish that awareness and you're aware, okay, I got energy. What do I want to do with it? I want to create something positive, or I want to get somebody back. Yeah, they pissed me off when I was a little kid. So you know what? I'm going to use my energy, and I want to do something negative. Okay, that's your choice. I recommend you do something positive. You got energy, do something positive with it. Number three, make sure that the energy benefits both parties. Make sure that you send out, you get back. Make sure it's unselfish. Make sure your energy is unselfish. Number four, make sure that you maintain eye contact. Not E-Y-E, but make sure you maintain the letter I contact. Make sure you maintain eye contact, brothers. Make sure you maintain eye contact, sisters. Number five, make sure you harness your energy. Make sure you direct your energy. Make sure you don't waste your energy. Make sure you plant your energy and walk away. Make sure that your seed has not been wasted. Make sure that if you're going to express some energy, put energy into stuff that is beneficial for mutual or for both parties. Make sure that you're putting your energy into something positive. Harness your energy, brothers and sisters. Don't waste it. Number five, that was five. Number six, live in the now. Make sure that everything you do is in the now. Not in the past. It's not in the future. Make sure you live in the now. Number seven, make sure it's toe curling. Make sure everything that you do, everything that you say is toe curling. Make sure your heart is in it. If your heart is not in it, you can't win it. My brothers and my sisters, thank you everybody for joining me today. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do. I know I
it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern, ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this, cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this, kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up, cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut, cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was.